book of Acts, chapter number 1, verse number 6. The Bible says, "When they therefore were come together, they asked of him, saying, Lord, wilt thou at this time restore again the kingdom to Israel? He said unto them, It is not for you to know the times or the seasons, which the Father hath put in his own power. But ye shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost has come upon you."
Yes.
Amen. "And ye shall be witnesses unto me both in Jerusalem and in all Judea and in Samaria and unto the uttermost parts of the earth." Amen. I mean, the Bible tells us there, as they came to him and asked him, "Lord, at this time will you restore the kingdom unto Israel? Lord, have you come now to set up your government? We understand that the government will be upon your shoulders. Have you come for this season to set up and have power?" What they're saying is, "Lord, are we going to have to keep going through the torment? Are we going to have to keep going through the hardships? Amen. Of Lord, you not being here. Lord, are we going to have to go through all the heartaches here? Lord, are you getting ready to set up your government? Are you getting ready, amen, to take over everything that's been taken from us? Amen. Are you getting ready, Lord, to set up with power? Are you getting ready to give vengeance unto the Lord's people?" Amen. But he looked at them and said, he said, "You won't know the season or the time." Amen. He said, "The seasons and the time, amen, that'll be in the power of the Lord." But he said, "Ye shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost is come upon you."
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
That's right. Yes. Amen. Amen. He said, "Ye shall receive power."
Right.
Amen. I don't know maybe where they were living at that time. Amen. But obviously it may have been a time of powerless times. Amen. It seemed like the government may have been on them. Amen. It seemed like everything may have been going against them. Amen. It seemed like that the situation at hand, amen, was maybe they were being oppressed. Amen. Maybe they were left powerless. Amen. And they were looking for someone, amen, to stand up, amen, and say, "Here I come. I'm going to set up my government. I'm going to set up and take care of you." Amen. But it wasn't like they thought it would be. Amen. But he said, "Ye shall receive power." He said, "I'm not coming today. I'm not setting up my throne today. That's to come. But I haven't left you alone. I haven't left you without a comforter. I haven't left you powerless." He said, "Ye shall receive power." I mean, if there's ever been a time, amen, not just then, but now, that we live in, that we need the power, amen. Thank the Lord for the blood of the Lamb. I thank Christ for the cross. Amen. I thank God for Calvary. I appreciate the tomb, and I appreciate the resurrection. I appreciate what God's done thus far. Amen. And I don't belittle the blood by any means, but you must have the power. I need the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
We need the Holy Ghost.
Yes.
I shall be endued,
yes,
with power.
Amen.
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 He said that I can have it.
Yes.
If I desire the power, I can have,
yes,
the power.
Amen.
Oh, if there's ever been an hour, this is it. Amen, that we need the Holy Ghost moving in such a way, moving upon young hearts, amen, moving upon youth groups, amen, moving upon individuals. If there's ever been a time, amen, that we needed the Holy Ghost, we're living in that time now. We need that power. I must have the Holy Ghost. And I can have the Holy Ghost. I don't want to preach very long, but just for a little while, if I can preach to you on the simple title of "Batteries Are Not Included." Batteries are not included. I mean to tell you, hey man, that it seems like now, hey man, in this technical world that we're living in. Amen. Thank you, Pastor. It seems like it takes, batteries to do everything. Come on here now. I mean, I don't get to use it a whole lot. Amen. But Brother Austin's pretty good with it. I bought me a DeWalt set. A cordless drill. And it has the battery on the bottom of it. Come on here now. I saw one today. It had a lithium battery on it. It seems like everything takes batteries. It seems like everything, takes some sort of power. We see here your cell phone takes a battery. And if you text on it too much, and if you talk on it too much, and if you listen to, Brother Joey Heights or, Brother Steve Gentry or some of these preachers around here, all day long on the preaching, then before long, the battery, is going to be in need of service. Come on here now. I tell you that in our spiritual life, the batteries are not included. You can go to Walmart. You can walk down the aisle. And you may see the fire truck or the Barbie doll. I don't know. You may see the baby doll. You may see many different things that you could purchase. But it'll say there most of the time on the side of that box. You may buy the toy. You may buy the truck. But the batteries are separate. The batteries are not included. I was created in His image. Hallelujah. You were created in the image of God. You were created by His hand. You were created by the Lord. May I tell you, you were created to be full of glory. The glory that was, the glory that is, and the glory that is to come. You were created to be full of His glory. You were created to worship. You're created to pray. But may I tell you, no matter how you were created, the power didn't come with the creation. Now, you can buy something. You may go buy a laptop, or you might go purchase some type of device, and the battery will be packaged separately. And then, inside of that device, what they have there is a plastic filler. Oh, come on here now. They have there, if it's 3 AAA batteries, then they have a plastic filler, and it's one shape of 3 AAA batteries. Come on here now. And there on top of it, it says, AAA, but I may tell you, if you turn that machine on, or if you turn that equipment on, it's not going anywhere. I tell you tonight, just for a little while, that the filler won't do. It may take up the space. It may look like it should. It may be like it should. It may say that it should. But may I tell you, without the genuine, it will not work. I can buy that toy, and inside of that fire truck, when I take the screw out and pop the back off, there may be a plastic filler there. It looks good. It takes up a spot. But may I tell you, it wouldn't get you anywhere. Can I preach for a little while? In this tabernacle tonight, what I need is the genuine. What I need is the real deal. What I need is the Holy Ghost. A filler won't do. I must have the Holy Ghost. They put the filler inside just to take up room. You know what they said? Well, the back of the laptop doesn't hold the structure that it should because the battery is missing. you may be out with someone. And y'all, all the brethren may get together. And they may go out and about for, maybe that evening. They may be in the vehicle traveling together. Come on here now. And before you know it, someone said something that wasn't just right. Come on here. Somebody has a way about them
that wasn't just right. How many of you ever been there? You kind of take a couple steps back and you think to yourself, brother, come on here now. I don't think it should be like that. I don't think we can really say it like that. Hey, I don't think we can do it that way. Amen. May I tell you, amen, that it's easy to tell. Amen. It may look like right on the outside. Amen. But when you get down on the end, amen, when it begins to come out, amen, when you see it begin to function, hey, you can tell whether or not it's the genuine. So we see there that the batteries are not included. I mean, if I go and purchase that fire truck, I mean, it may have a 4-foot ladder that goes up in 6 different sections. I'm telling you, it may have a water hose that reels itself in and out. Hey, amen, and you don't even have to turn the handle. Come on here now. I mean, it may have some lights on it. Hey, amen, that'll go off of flashing. Hey, amen, it may have a remote to it that'll send it all the way to the highway. But if you're going to use it, what you have to do is, before you ever leave Walmart, come over here, you have to go and find the batteries. May I tell someone that you may have the power? You can have the power. Hey, the Lord wants you to have the power. But if you're going to get the power, sir, ma'am, you're going to have to pay a little bit extra. I mean, Brother Hobby, it may be $19.99, amen, for the fire truck, amen. You know, it was $29.99. Hey, but they got it at such a good deal now. Hey, you just can't help but to get it. Amen, before you leave Walmart, hey, you got to go buy and you got to get at least 6, hey, AA batteries. I must pay a little extra and get that power. I was speaking with a young boy. I don't know, he's maybe 5 years old. I'd gotten his brother a dog for Christmas. He wanted a German Shepherd. Got him a German Shepherd. I asked the little boy, I'd met him on the road from North Alabama. I asked the 5-year-old boy, I said, son, what do you want for Christmas? Just kind of a loaded question, you know. An elephant, a hippopotamus, you know. I didn't know. He said, well, just looked at me and kind of, and I said, what would you like for Christmas? Finally, he thought about it, and very, very intelligent young man. He goes, I think I would like batteries. I said, what? He said, I want batteries. And I told him Target was his favorite store. I said, out of everything that you've seen in Target, I mean, anything you've seen, amen, and mama wouldn't get it, maybe daddy wouldn't get it, amen, anything you've seen in that store, you can have, amen, but you just have to tell me what it is that you want. And he reaches up, and he grabs me by my face, and he says, batteries. Come on here now. Hey, may I tell you, I figured out, hey, man, why that young boy wanted batteries. Hey, I went to his house, hey, to bring him his batteries. Hey, and he had a toy box about that deep. Hey, and it was about yay long. Hey, man, he had the fire truck. He had the mud truck. He had the racing truck. He had the little truck. And he had the big truck. And all the trucks in between. Hey, man, but what he showed me was that truck didn't go anywhere. That truck didn't move. That truck didn't work. It already ran out of the power. It didn't have any batteries. Amen. To do that which he wanted to do. Amen. I tell you tonight, young people, amen, what we need is not, amen, another light show or another program. Hey, we don't need the, hey, come on here now. We don't need the biggest and best in the secular world. Hey, we don't need a worldly, come on here now, group, hey, to come in and sing it high. But what we need is to recharge that which God has already given us. I don't need a new ministry. I don't need a new calling. I don't need a new outreach. What I need to do is get back in the presence of the Lord and recharge that which I have. I mean, your answer isn't a drama team. Come on here now. Your answer in the flag team. Your answer in the dance team. Your answer is to recharge that fire that's already in you. To rekindle that power that you already possess. I mean, he looked at me and he realized he already had the best fire truck on the block. Come on here. But he knew, come December 31st, he could run that fire truck. Hey, come on here. January the 1st, January the 2nd, maybe January the 20th, if they bought the Energizer and not the great value. Come on here now. Hey, but he knew it was going to come a time, amen, that ladder wasn't going to go up all the way to the top. He knew it was going to come a time that mud truck wasn't going to jump the biggest hill on the block anymore. He knew it was going to come a time he was going to need a fresh charge. Man, may I tell you, it isn't necessarily a new song that you need. I just need the anointing to sing the ones I already have. Come on here now. Sir, may I tell you, it isn't the new, and as much as I love books, come on here now. Hey, I like them. But sir, may I tell you, it isn't a new book that you need. Hey, but what you need to do is get back in your prayer closet, amen, and recharge yourself, amen, and get back united, hey, with the book you started with. Come on here tonight. Let me preach a little while. I don't need anything new. I need to rekindle the old path. I got to hurry. I don't need a new move. I just need to get back to where I used to be. Come on, young people. My God. I don't need a new thing. I don't need the fad. Come on here now. It isn't the new suit that's going to get me where I need to be. You may wear the same suit over and over. That's legal, ain't it? Amen. I hope so. Hey, that's legal. Amen. But what you need is a new dip in God's Holy Ghost. Hey, what you need is to go back to the power source and plug back in. Amen. To the Holy Ghost. I'm closing here. You know, Brother Flowers, I realize that in the physical, a man can spend a whole lot of money on batteries. I mean, I had me a camera, and it had a little shake to the lens, you know. It was given to me, so I liked it. But the lens would want to kind of open and close all the time. You know what that means, don't you? It wanted to run your batteries down. Come on here. So it seemed like I was always having to buy more batteries. So you know what I done? Next time I went to Walmart. I went past the main little battery turnstile there. You know the sub house there? Come on here now. The power palace. You know, the place where you get the batteries from. Hallelujah. I just wheeled right on past that one. Hey, man, and I said, I'm going to make it up in my mind. I'm going to get some batteries that I can plug into the wall. Come on here now. And they were going to recharge. And I wasn't going to have to throw them out. Hey, somebody in this tabernacle, you sit in this place. Brother Justin, I already have the Holy Ghost. I've already purchased the batteries. I know they weren't included. I've already gotten it. Hey, but what you need tonight is, hey, to recharge that fire. Hey, that's within you. I need to repower. And that's what the Lord wants from you. He wants you to be a Pentecostal powerhouse. Young people, it's God's will that you're a Pentecostal powerhouse. I'm telling you, brother, when I was there in Guatemala, I got me a backpack and I went to the coast and I backpacked preaching on the street, almost El Salvador. Well, what I would do is when I would find a little power source, when I would find a Wi-Fi hotspot, Brother Flowers, I'd try to backpack around those hotspots. Come on here. You never know when you'll stump a toe and need a doctor. Come on now. I want to make sure you're close. Amen to somebody. I mean, I was the only one, hey, that spoke English around me at that time. And I didn't do very good English. And my Spanish wasn't all that great. Come on here now. I didn't want to be too far away, amen, from having to get on my iPod or get on my iPad, amen, and dial up my mama. Come on here now. Hey, and tell her I loved her. Or tell her, come on here. I wanted to be able to connect with somebody. Hey, so what I done was, when I backpacked, I'd preach on the street for a little while. Then I'd start heading to the Wi-Fi hotspot. Then I'd get on and I'd connect with the other world. Come on here. They said I was in the third world. I hadn't found the first world yet. But I'd connect with the other world. But I'd go, then I'd leave there, and before I left, I'd look on my map. And I'd figure out where the next hot spot was. Then I'd go there. Preach on the streets a while. But finally, when I made it back home, I went ahead and called up my provider. I found my phone and figured out some things on it. And what I done was, I went ahead and made my phone a hotspot. I mean, I went ahead and fixed it up to where I didn't have to look for internet service. I already had it. May I tell someone in this tabernacle, amen, that it's not God's will, amen, for us to live our life, amen, the same way I backpack, hey, from hotspot to hotspot, from camp meeting to camp meeting, and from youth camp to youth camp. I mean, I'm high at Broxton Youth Camp, and I'm high for Broxton's camp meeting. Hey, but 2 months later, I'm back down and out. I'm looking for another hotspot. I'm looking for another source. I'm looking for more power. Hey, but may I tell you a little while right here? And what I done was, I called my provider, and I paid a little extra, and now I'm a hotspot. It's the will of the Lord for you to not have to depend on everybody else's Holy Ghost, but that somebody can depend on you. I mean, when I've got that certain phone with me, and I wheel into a room, if your Wi-Fi's on and you're looking, then it automatically pops up. Justin's hotspot. Come on here now. That's how it should be. Amen. When you go to Walmart or you go to school or you're out on the corner, amen, they shouldn't have to ask you. It should already pop up. Amen. I've got the Holy Ghost. They should be able to tell. I've got the power. I have the anointing. I'm not having to pull off of anybody else. I've already prayed. I've already paid the price. I'm already full of His power.